بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us and he says, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as he is most deserving. Do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. And we ask Allah to bless us to die in a state of al-Islam. To bless us to die in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Ameen. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً ۚ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ ۚ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and he says to us, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the family ties. Do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and he says to us, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah and always speak the truth. It may be that he will forgive you your sins and correct for you your deeds, and whomsoever obeys Allah and his messenger, he indeed has achieved a mighty victory. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be from those people who hear and obey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for myself and for all of us about the importance of being grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The importance of thanking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that we enjoy. All the blessings that we enjoy and we don't even think about it. All of us, alhamdulillah, Allah bless us to see the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, this is a huge blessing. Who from amongst us knows for certain that we're going to live to see the next Ramadan? None of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he bless us to see the month of Ramadan, and we should be so thankful to him. Think about the people that passed away just before Ramadan started. So alhamdulillah, we should be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Ramadan just finished. How many of us, we've already gone back to the things that we were doing before Ramadan began? How many of us, we've already gone back to committing the bad deeds that we were doing before Ramadan? How many of us, we never even stopped doing the bad deeds during the month of Ramadan? May Allah help us all to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should be so thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to reflect that everything that we enjoy of the good in this world is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from our own selves. It's not because we're smarter than the other people and so we have this and they don't. It's because it's from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should be thankful for everything that we enjoy. Everything from the beauty, everything from the health, everything from the wealth, everything from the good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created us and he knows us better than we know ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he gave you all that you asked for. This is what Allah says, and he gave you all that you asked for. And if you try to count the blessings that Allah has given you, you'll never be able to do it. We enjoy blessings from Allah, we don't even think about it. We enjoy blessings from Allah, we never even asked him for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily man is unjust. Verily man is unjust, and he is ungrateful. And this is the truth, unfortunately. We're unjust to ourselves. We oppress ourselves. Allah gives us so much good, and instead of being thankful to Allah and doing good, we oppress ourselves by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We oppress ourselves by not showing Allah that we're thankful for the blessings that He's given us. Allah gives us blessings, and what do? We turn around and we use them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us from our own selves. Brothers and sisters, as I said, we should stop and we should reflect. How many things has Allah given us that we never even asked for? How many of us, we asked Allah to bless us to be Muslim before we came into being? How many of us, we asked Allah to give us good health while we were still in the womb of our mother? How many of us, we asked Allah before we came into being, Allah, please give me eyes so I can see? How many of us, we asked Allah, Allah, please give me a sound mind so I can think? How many of us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, please give me good health? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us all these things for free. We didn't have to pay for it. Many of them we never even asked for. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be thankful to Him. There was a man who reached the age of 70 years of age. 70 years of age. And when he was 70, he contracted a disease. And this disease, it affected him, so he couldn't go to the bathroom. He couldn't go to the bathroom. So he goes to the doctors, and the doctors, they check him out, and they say, okay, we'll be able to fix this. So they operate on this man, and when he's all well now, he's recovering in the hospital, the doctors, they come and they give him a bill. They give him a bill, and they said, here's the bill for the operation. And this man, he looks at the bill, and he starts thinking, and then he starts crying. He starts crying. And the doctor, they said, wait, what's going on? Why are you crying? Is it too much? We can work out some payments. We can work out something. And the man said, it's not this. I was thinking, for 70 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to be able to go to the bathroom anytime I needed to, anytime I wanted to, and Allah never gave me a bill. Subhanallah. This may seem like a small thing, but how often do we think about this? How often do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to be able to go to the bathroom when we want to? How many people, when they go to the bathroom, they can't just go like we can go. And instead they have to go into maybe a bag. They got a bag attached to their body somehow. Or perhaps they have some kind of machine or something that enables them to go to the bathroom. How often do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this simple thing, being able to go to the bathroom? How many of us, when we go to the bathroom, we remember and we say, Alhamdulillah, that I can clean myself? How many people, they go to the bathroom, but they need somebody else to clean them. They can't clean themselves. How many of us, when we go to the bathroom, we say, Alhamdulillah, I have a bathroom to go to? Wallahi, this is something we take for granted. Do you realize that many of the people in the world, they don't have bathrooms? If they have to relieve themselves, they go outside and they do it in the dirt. Subhanallah, the things that we take for granted. And this is just one example, something small. And Allah has blessed us so many times over. Alhamdulillah. We should be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most thankful, the most grateful of servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he often used to make a dua to Allah. And he would say to Allah, Allahumma lakul hamd. He would say, oh Allah, all praises due to you. Ghaira mafiyya wa la muwadda'in. Without ever being sufficiently able to thank you, O Allah. Nor ever wanting to be cut off from you. This is what he would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. And never wanting to be feeling like I'm free of needing you, O Allah. This is what Rasulullah would say to Allah. He would thank Allah and say, all praise due to you, Allah, unto you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I never wish to be cut off from you. And I never wish to feel like I don't need you. Because many times this is what makes us ungrateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe things are going good. Maybe we got a good job. Maybe we got plenty of money. Maybe we're healthy and strong. And because of this, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget that all this is from Allah. And we start thinking that I'm the man. I got this under control. And the whole time we're enjoying the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His beautiful qualities, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. Ash-shakur. Ash-shakur means the one who is the most thankful and grateful. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's ash-shakur. He's the one who appreciates the little things that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's grateful He's thankful. He rewards the people for the smallest of deeds. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. Think about the month of Ramadan. How much work did we really do during the month of Ramadan? And it was for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses us with the month of Ramadan. All we had to do was fast. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fast during the month of Ramadan. And Allah is willing to wipe away all of our deeds, all our bad deeds, all our sins. Subhanallah. Wallahi. Can you put a price tag on Jannah? Can you put a price tag on Jannah? And if you could put a price tag on Jannah, would you say that the month of Ramadan is equal to Jannah? The work that you do in the month of Ramadan is equal to you getting Jannah forever? None of us would ever say that equals that. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts from us our small efforts and He gives us the greatest rewards. Alhamdulillah. Shouldn't we be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, and He says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونِ. Allah says, remember me and I will remember you. And be thankful to me. Be grateful to me. And don't be ungrateful. And we should look at the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاشْكُرُولِي. Be grateful to me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And don't be from the kafirun. The opposite of being thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this state of kufr. Denying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Denying what you see that you're receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the opposite of being grateful to Allah. So brothers and sisters, we should reflect. And we should become grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And realize that we can never thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. We can never be grateful enough to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because remember we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is ash-shakur. He is the one who is most grateful and gives the greatest rewards for the smallest things that the people do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَّدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you give thanks, I'll give you more. This is what Allah says, and remember what Allah said, if you give thanks, I'll give you more. And Allah says, but if you're ungrateful, if you don't thank me, then remember that my punishment is severe. So subhanAllah, when we thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not because Allah needs our thanks. We're doing it for our own benefit. If you're thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He's given you, and you show Allah that you're grateful, Allah will give you even more. So subhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And whatever good we do is only for our own selves. It doesn't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything if we're grateful to Him. It doesn't hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything if we're ungrateful to Him. So if we're grateful, it's for our own benefit. If we thank Allah, it's for our own benefit. Only good is going to come from that. Brothers and sisters, how often do we stop and reflect and we say, Alhamdulillah, who's blessed me to be Muslim? How often do we do this? How often do we say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with Islam? Thank you, Allah, for making me Muslim. How often do we do this? And this is from the greatest bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people they lost? How many people they spend their whole lives looking for something and they don't know what it is and they never satisfied, they never happy because Allah didn't bless them with Islam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us with al-Islam. Is there anything greater than that? Is there anything other than al-Islam that's going to save the people from the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah? No. You could be the richest person in this world, but if you die in a state of kufr, in a state of disbelief, that's not going to benefit you in the least bit when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And how many of us, we did something to deserve this huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He picked and chose us individually for this huge blessing from Him. We should be thankful. And brothers and sisters, the way that we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're thankful for blessing us with al-Islam is by being Muslim. Do the things that Allah has commanded us to do. Stay away from the things that Allah has told us to stay away from. Show Allah that you're thankful. May Allah make us the grateful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. How many of us today, we came here with two good eyes? We can see out of both eyes. How many of us today, we came into the masjid and we can hear? We can hear the khutbah. How many of us, we came into the masjid today and we can perform the salat? How many of us we can move our tongues with the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When's the last time we gave thanks for all of these beautiful blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And by comparison, when is the last time we use one of these blessings to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Looking at things we shouldn't look at, saying things we shouldn't say, listening to things we shouldn't be listening to, doing things with our bodies, our organs that we should not be doing. We should reflect. There was a little blind boy, and this little blind boy couldn't do anything to help himself, so what he would do is he would sit on the corner with a little sign. He's blind, and on this sign it said, "I'm blind. Can you please help me?" This is how he provided for himself. He basically depended on the charity of the people. So as the days go by, the people, they see the sign, they drop a little, a few coins in there. One day a man is walking by and he sees this little blind boy and he reads his sign. He puts some money there, but he takes the sign and he flips it over and he writes something on the back of it. And then he puts it back in the hands of the little boy. And the little boy notices that after this man leaves, the people, as they start coming by, all of a sudden they start giving more charity. They start giving more money. Towards the end of the day, this little blind boy, he can't see, but he can hear. And he recognizes the footsteps of the same person that came. So as this man is getting closer, the little blind boy, he says to the man, "Oh, sir, are you the one that changed my sign?" And the man said, "Yes." So the little blind boy, he says, "What did you put on this sign? Because I noticed the people, now they're more generous. What did you put on the sign?" And this man, he says, "I only said what you said, but I said it a little bit differently. On your sign, it said, 'I'm blind, can you please help me?' And what I wrote was, 'Today is a beautiful day, but I can't see it.'" And when the people, when they saw that, they remembered this blessing that they had from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could do something that this little boy could not do. And it made them grateful. It made them want to give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, we should reflect on the blessings that we enjoy, the blessings that we take for granted. Allah bless us to be Muslim. Won't we be Muslim for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gives us so much. Won't we take the time out to say, "Thank you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala"? So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be appreciative to Him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit ourselves by using the blessings that Allah gives us, seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, we should strive to be more grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should strive to use the blessings that Allah has given us, using them for good, and not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of you that are my age, you might have grown up watching the Super Friends on TV, the cartoon. And in this cartoon, they had all these different superheroes, and each one had different abilities, but they were using those abilities for good, right? Whatever it was, if one man could run fast, he was doing it for good. If one person could fly, he was using it to do good. If one person could do this, he was using it to do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with different talents, different abilities, different positives that other people don't have. Whatever it is that Allah has blessed us with, brothers and sisters, we should use it for good. We should use it seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is that Allah has blessed us with. If you have wealth, spend some of it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have intelligence, use it to get the knowledge of the deen. And then teach the people. If you're good at talking and interacting with the people, use that to give da'wah to the people, to call the people to al-Islam. If you have a good memory, use it to remember the Quran, memorize the Quran, and teach the people. Those of you that Allah has blessed with the Arabic, if Allah has blessed you with the Arabic, use it to teach your brothers and sisters who don't speak the Arabic, but want to learn, they want to read the Quran. Whatever it is that Allah has blessed us with, brothers and sisters, strive to use it, seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ Whosoever does or gives thanks, he's giving thanks for his own self. This is only benefiting him. And Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ And whosoever is ungrateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Ghani. He doesn't need you to be grateful. He doesn't need us. And Allah is deserving of all praise. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us to strive to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give thanks to Allah for all the blessings that we enjoy, the ones we know of, the ones we don't even know of. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded us about how the Muslims should be, how they should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا نذر أحدكم إلى من فضل عليه في المال والخلق فلينظر إلى من هو أسفل منه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when one of you, he looks at somebody and this person he's been made superior to him, maybe in his wealth, his property, maybe in his own physical self, then this person, what he should do is he should look at somebody that he himself has been made superior to. No matter how much wealth you may have, there's going to be somebody who's going to have more, and there will always be people who have less. No matter how little you may have, you might think, man, I'm broke as a cat. You know how you see a cat in the street? That cat is broke. He's got nothing, right? He doesn't have pockets for his wealth. He has nothing. Some of you might think, man, I'm broke as a cat. I don't have anything. Wallahi, you have something that somebody else doesn't have. Somebody might be looking at you saying, man, I wish I had what he has. No matter what your state of health might be, there's always going to be somebody who's worse off than you. Today you might have a bad hip and you walk funny like me. Today maybe you can't see that good. Today maybe you got a bad shoulder. Well, that hit is always somebody that's worse off than you. I was listening to a program the other day and they were profiling this young athlete, a young man. He was playing football, he was a college star. Playing football, in an instant, broken neck. In an instant, he can't move nothing from the neck down. But do you think this young man is feeling sorry for himself? No. This young man, he's getting a college education. This young man, he's filling out job applications, trying to get a job. Subhanallah. This young man, he's thankful to be alive. What about us? The slightest thing, oh, I can't do this no more. Oh, there goes this and that. We complain and we limit ourselves. And Allah has given us so much. If today you think you're sick, well, tomorrow you can be sicker. If today you don't have but so much, tomorrow you might have even less. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if you look at somebody who has more than you, then look at somebody who has less than you. And this will make you grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah for all the blessings that we enjoy. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the grateful servants of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to use the many blessings that He gives us seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count us among His grateful servants.